a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
This is the way of Lingy telling you, Tom, that he's taking quite a few months off.
Not for a while,
but just planting that seed early by getting the whole family a bunch of new passports.
Yeah, had to get the kids' passports. And, of course, with passports, you got to get photos. Mm. So you may or may not have seen Max and Henry Ling on the terraces of West Ham United just battening someone over the head with a club.
Wow.
Little hooligans. We got the photos back. And I said to Nicole, we can't. Like,
yes,
they're crooks. They're crooks. They're mugshots.
Oh, bless them.
Oh, God. And you said, what did you...
Oh, my passport photo's been bad. I've been pulled across to a counter with a human.
The special line. Mm.
Seriously, because they're like, this isn't you. I'm like, yeah, the computer can't pick up my features in the photo.
Wow.
It's that ugly. My face and the photo.
Can you bring it in?
Can you bring it in
and let's get it up on the socials? Put the code, like the passport number and expiry date on there as well.
She's scared of that.
But yeah, so like, and I'm not super stoked with my working with children's card picture either. You know, that's debatable as the merit of the working with children pass. But on 52232955, we're looking for someone who is actually happy with either their driver's license photo or their passport photo.
Did they nail the shot in that moment? That one moment you get to capture the photo, were you just absolutely perfect? Rosie from Lara is on the line. Rosie, have you nailed your passport or driver's license photo?
Hi, my driver's license is actually shocking, but my firearms license, I love it, which is very weird for me to say because I'm not photogenic, but I love my firearms license photo.
Amazing.
Really? Why? Is the hair just working or the right angle? What is it?
I don't know, which is weird. It's weird because they take the photo at Vic Roads as well, so it's not like it was any special lighting. I don't know why. I just really like it. The lighting looks white, kind of like a ring light's been put on.
Oh.
And I just really, I don't know, I look really good. Really good in it. I love it.
Amazing. Given that it's a firearms license, are you doing a bit of like the James Bond, Charlie's Angels style? Is that why it's cool?
No, I actually have a little smile. They let me have like a truthless smile, but yeah, a little smile.
Just a cheeky grin.
Yeah.
Seems a bit dangerous on the firearms license, but we'll go.
Yeah. Probably just the license makes you feel powerful. That's what you like.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You've hit a nerve, Tom.
Well, you certainly hit one with me.
Yeah.
And actually, it's not you, it's Kalia who's hit the nerve with me, and I'm usually very, very supportive. But you were talking about the fact that Indy has started Auskick at Lara, having a great time. As part of that, you get the Auskick pack, and you have to nominate the team that she's going to support and the footy colours that come in. Choice for the child is absolutely the most ridiculous thing you can do when it comes to football teams. You need to force it upon them. Brainwash to the point of just torture to get that kid following your team.
Otherwise, there would never be any more North Melbourne supporters. Am I right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, no, that's true.
Lay the boots in.
No, some kids like Kangaroos. What if Indy said, I like Kangaroos, I want to be a North supporter, then you'd be like, oh God.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. So Kalia said, you know, she said that she wants to be the same as her friends, which I get. So she doesn't want to be, well, she didn't say she didn't want to be Bombers. We said, which team do you want? She's like, I just want the same as the girls have got, which is the Cats. And I said, well, but sure, no, she's supposed to be Bombers. And Kalia said, well, do you want to show her all of the mascots and let her choose?
Oh, no, don't.
And I said,
that.
No, well, that'd be ridiculous.
Well, you just tick the box on the form that says Essendon and move on with your life.
Yeah, I know. I didn't, though. We've got Cats gear on its way. Carol's in Mount Dunedin. Morning, Carol.
How you going?
Yeah, good. Well, I'm a little bit, I don't know if I'm that good. How did it work at your house?
Well, my grandson's been Bombers from day one, so you'd be very happy with that.
Yes.
But saying if we made him wear a team that he didn't want to, oh, well, there'd be hell. Absolute hell.
Right. So he would...
I think it's a girl thing. Girls like to do what everybody else is doing, but my grandson, not a chance.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know if Goldie's going to be the same. Goldie likes to do what she likes to do.
Yeah.
So that'll be...
Yeah, independent woman.
Yeah.
Kylie from Port Arlington. Kylie, what are your thoughts on this? Force it on them or let them choose?
I reckon it's the parent choice, because I had to sign my daughter up for AusKick, and we're Carlton supporters. So, yeah, I didn't even ask her. I just straight away.
Perfect,
Carlton
Kylie.
For the pack. Yeah, so I'm with what the parents want to do. Whoever's signing them up, you choose what team.
Yeah, whoever pays, says. As my dad always says. You're the one that's paying.
True, that's right. Yeah. You didn't get any calls from any sort of government services once you ticked that Carlton box for your children, did you there, Kylie?
No.
Just checking.
Let's go to Kerry from Lara now. Kerry, do you let the child choose the footy team?
Oh, God, no. No, they need to follow what... I'm totally with Lingy. However, I'm Carlton. My husband is... Oh, ex-husband's North Melbourne. Mm. And I was still drugged to the eyeballs. I had him late in the evening. And I woke up and he was a baby Joey. I had no say in it at all.
Oh,
so he is a North Melbourne... One of the few North Melbourne
He snuck
people.
Him in the birthing room while you were asleep and put a scarf on him or something.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I'm not sure on the logistics of that, but that sounds awful. And that is the only way you will get more North Melbourne fans, as I said before.
Ouch. Tanya from Armstrong Creek. What are your thoughts, Tanya? Wrap this up. One up for us.
I think we've got to lay off North Melbourne for a start.
Yeah, no, you're right.
North. Yeah. So my mum is a diehard North Melbourne fan. And from the moment my kids could walk, they ended up with North Melbourne Cheer Squad memberships and North memberships in the mail.
Yeah.
I didn't get a choice. I'm North because of Mum.
Yep.
My daughter is now North. And then one day last year, my son came home from school and said, no, I barrack for the Cats now.
Right.
Because I listen to K-Rock and Lingy's Cats and... I love the Cats because my friends love the Cats and I love the Cats.
Oh, what's his name, Tanya?
Quill.
Quill, thank you, Quill. What a legend. I know I'm going against letting the parents choose, but thanks, Quill.
he's all gung-ho. He's like, one day I'll meet Lingy.
Oh, bless.
Oh, hey, you stay on the line. We'll see what we can do about that, Tanya. That's very interesting, though.
I love the subliminal messages that Lingy's been putting through, K-Rod. All these Cat supporters coming out.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen on K-Rock and Action.
Oh, okay. You guys are sort of amped up. You're both waving your arms around.
Pumped. Love this movie.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you're going to do is you're going to act out a scene from a movie and I'm going to have to guess. So Lingy and Loggy are going to act. I'm going to guess. You at home can also guess.
Yes.
We won't be able to hear what you're yelling at your radio, but yell away. It's fine.
And yell at Tom if he doesn't guess this.
Well, that's the thing. I'm not really a movie guy, so quite often I fail at this part. I'm quite the actor.
Yes.
Oh, of course you are.
But not sort of when it comes to recognising movies. All right, so it's very important to note that once you finish acting, you will say and sing and do the hand movement where you pull down the blind.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because then I'll know you've stopped acting and you're back to the real world.
Exactly.
Let's do it. You ready,
it's all
Log?
Thanks to Stan as well, which is great.
It is. The biggest lineup of entertainment only on Stan.
Let's do it. We're loose. Can you get us out of here in 30 seconds?
I ain't heard no fat lady.
Forget the fat lady. You're obsessed with the fat lady. Drive us out of here. Oh, they're chasing us.
Oh, really? You think?
Oh, that was a hit. We took a hit.
We're not hit. We're not hit. Stop sightseeing driving.
Left. Left. Tunnel. Tunnel. Exit. Exit!
Where
exit.
The hell do you think I'm going?
Oh, they're closing up on us. Is that closing?
Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up!
Must go faster, must go faster. Must go faster. Go, 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 go!
Elvis has left the building!
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, I love you. I love you, man.
And sing!
Okay. I think okay. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's
it was
okay.
Wonderful. Well done, both beautifully acted. Mm. I felt like I jumped in a car. Then did I jump in a car?
No, you jumped in something that goes faster than a car.
Yeah.
Okay, then I definitely don't know.
Think,
the movie.
Think, fighter jet.
Yeah.
But with space age technology.
Yes.
Like Star Wars?
Ooh,
is it a Star Trek?
No. What about they were only going to light the cigar once the fat lady sang?
Nah.
And I ain't heard no fat lady.
No, yeah. I don't know what you're doing. Oh.
Okay, well, you play the grab and see if you can guess
it. All right, here we go.
Uh-oh, they're closing up on us. Is that closing?
Shut up!
Go faster. Must go faster. Must go faster. Go, 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 go!
Oh! Elvis has left the building!
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Is it,
Yes.
Independence Day?
Yeah.
Yes. Took the actual audio from the movie for me to get it. I'm taking it, though. Well done. Yes.
And you're right. I am a great Will Smith. You're spot on.
Do you know what? For a bit there, I thought it was Bad Boys because I picked up a Will Smith vibe.
Yeah.
So it was the Aussie accent from Loggie that really threw me. You just rolled it Aussie and I was like,
Jeff
I don't
Goldblum.
Understand.
Like, oh, okay. I don't know. I love him, though.
No,
anyway.
I was like, oh.
Thanks, Tom. My acting was terrible.
No, that's fine. wonderful. Well done, everybody.
Yay.
I was going to say Fast and Furious. Do you know what I actually really thought it was Gone in 60 Seconds when we got to the end?
Why don't you stop naming movies?
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, write them all down
week.
And we can use them next
week. Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.